Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Soft Encouragement Daily, your daily dose of kindness for those days when life feels like it's throwing you curveballs faster than a baseball game. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, sometimes those curveballs feel more like bowling balls, right? But guess what? We're tougher than we think. Today, we're diving headfirst into the amazing power of resilience. That inner strength that helps us bounce back from setbacks, challenges, and all those moments when life throws its best, or worst, at us. Because let's be real, nobody wants to feel like they're constantly on the ropes, right? We want to stand tall, face those storms head on, and come out stronger on the other side. Now, resilience isn't about being superhuman or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows all the time. It's about acknowledging that life is a roller coaster with its ups and downs, accepting those bumps along the way, and learning to navigate them with grace and grit. Think of it like this. Imagine you're training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to just sprint out of the gate and never stop, right? You need rest, recovery, and strategies to keep going when things get tough. Resilience is like that. It's a muscle we build over time, with practice and awareness. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate resilience in your own life. First up, practice self-compassion. Ever notice how we're often our own harshest critics? We beat ourselves up when things go wrong, forgetting to offer ourselves the same kindness and understanding we'd give a friend going through the same thing. Self-compassion means treating yourself with warmth, acceptance, and even a little bit of love during those challenging moments. Instead of saying, "I messed up," try saying, "This didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it." Remember, you're human. Mistakes are part of the journey. Next, find your support system. We're not meant to navigate life alone. Building strong connections with friends, family, or even a supportive online community can make a world of difference when things get tough. Lean on those people who lift you up, offer a listening ear, and remind you that you're not in this alone. Thirdly, celebrate your wins, big and small. It's easy to focus on what we haven't accomplished yet, but remember to acknowledge and celebrate the victories along the way. Did you finish a tough project at work? Did you finally conquer that fear of public speaking? Give yourself a pat on the back. These little wins build momentum and fuel our resilience. Now, let's talk about framing challenges as opportunities. This one can be a real game changer. Instead of seeing setbacks as roadblocks, try viewing them as chances to learn, grow, and adapt. What lessons can you take away from this experience? How can you use it to become even stronger and more resourceful? Remember, every challenge overcome is a stepping stone to something greater. Finally, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's spending time in nature, listening to music, reading a good book, or simply taking a few moments each day to breathe and relax. When you take care of yourself, you have more energy and resilience to face whatever life throws your way. Okay, picture this. You're working on a major project at work, and suddenly, everything seems to go wrong. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and you feel overwhelmed. Sound familiar? This is where our 5 key takeaways come in handy. You take a deep breath, remember to practice self-compassion. Hey, it's okay to feel stressed, I'm doing my best. You reach out to a trusted colleague for support, sharing the load and getting a fresh perspective. You celebrate the small wins along the way, finishing that section of the project or successfully navigating a tricky email exchange. You remind yourself that this challenge is an opportunity to learn new skills and become even more efficient. And throughout it all, you prioritize self-care by taking short breaks to stretch, listen to music, or grab a healthy snack. By applying these strategies, you transform that overwhelming feeling into manageable steps, turning a potential meltdown into a moment of growth and resilience. So, remember, my friends, life isn't always a walk in the park, but it's how we navigate those bumpy trails that truly defines us. You are stronger than you think, more capable than you realize, and definitely worthy of all the good things coming your way. Keep practicing self-compassion, building those connections, celebrating every win, reframing challenges as opportunities, and taking care of yourselves. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little extra encouragement today, a friend going through a tough time, a family member facing a challenge, or even just someone you think could benefit from a dose of kindness. Together, we can make the world a kinder, more resilient place, one soft encouragement at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.